The Trump administration cancels legal status for over 900,000 immigrants who entered through CBP One app at southern border. The Trump administration has dismantled a significant immigration initiative implemented during Biden's term, compelling thousands of migrants to prepare for immediate exit from the United States. Individuals who utilized the CBP One app, a digital system established under the previous administration for managing border appointments, received official notifications Monday revoking their legal status. The app, launched in January 2023, had facilitated the temporary entry of more than 900,000 people into the U.S. These migrants received two-year stays and work authorization under a presidential power known as parole. The total number of individuals now instructed to depart the country immediately exceeds 1.5 million. All had utilized CBP One either at the border or through the CHNV program, commonly known as the Biden program. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, verified Monday that revocation notices had been distributed, though specific numbers weren't released. Canceling these paroles is a promise kept to the American people to secure our borders and protect national security, the DHS Media Affairs Office stated, according to The Independent. A Honduran family who entered the U.S. in late 2024 through CBP One received a clear message: "It's time for you to leave the United States," reported the Associated Press, cited by The Independent. Numerous beneficiaries posted similar email notifications across social platforms. Al Otro Lado, a nonprofit providing legal aid to migrants, verified that recipients included people from Honduras, El Salvador, and Mexico. A substantial number of Haitians had also used CBP One for legal entry via the southern border. CBP One was fundamental to Biden's immigration approach, designed to process entry requests through legal channels to decrease illegal border crossings. By 2023's end, the app had enabled legal border appointments for roughly 937,000 individuals between Mexico and the U.S., according to The Independent. Upon assuming office, President Trump immediately halted CBP One for new applicants, leaving thousands waiting in Mexico, including those with confirmed appointments through February 2025. DHS indicates this action forms part of a broader initiative to reverse Biden-era immigration policies. The current administration maintains that Biden's use of parole authority, more than any other president since 1952, has fueled the worst border crisis in U.S. history, as reported by The Independent. Last month, DHS also terminated another parole program involving 532,000 migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, who had entered legally with financial sponsors. That program concludes April 24. A legal challenge contests President Trump's decision to revoke the legal status of Biden program beneficiaries. A federal judge in the Massachusetts District Court examined the case Monday, with another hearing set for April 10.